Films in Focus with David Sterrett is underwritten by The Movie House, your destination for first-run Hollywood and independent movies, and a digital portal to the Met Opera, National Theater Live, and special events worldwide in Millerton, New York, and on the web, themoviehouse.net.
David Sterrett is the former chair of the New York Film Critics Circle and National Society of Film Critics, contributing writer at Cineast, film professor at the Maryland Institute College of Art, and Robin Hood Radio's very own critic and guide to all things cinematic. He joins us weekly, the films Holy Cow, Mountain Head, and Friendship.
I have a French movie and two American movies to talk about today. And, you know, they're all pretty good. They're all pretty interesting. Let's begin with the French movie. Now, I am about to tell you, everyone, that a movie called Holy Cow is actually a French movie and a very nice French movie. I really did like it a lot. It's very, very nicely done. It's a very quiet little movie, but not only does it have the what I regard as a, let's just say, an unsexy title, Holy Cow, but it's about a teenage French lad learning how to make cheese out in the countryside. Does not sound like the most exciting movie of the year. Okay, again, it's a really nice movie. By the way, the original French title is Vin Dieu, which apparently translates into Holy Cow, although it's an expression I hadn't heard before. Anyway, about Holy Cow. Our main character is an 18-year-old boy named Totoni. That's short for Anthony. And at the very beginning of the movie, one of the first things that happens is his father dies. And his father made cheese in their little rural outpost there in the countryside of France. So this leaves Totoni with a real problem, partly because he has a little sister, a very young girl named Claire. And now he's got to take care of her. He doesn't have any money. His father apparently didn't leave him anything except for the farm itself. And it's not much of a farm and or the cheese operation for that matter. And so what's Tony going to do? So he manages to get a very low level job someplace, cleaning out vats in a cheese plant, a larger place, a real commercial place. And that doesn't go very well because there are a couple of enemies of his, other young men with whom he has a squabble early in the movie, a fairly violent squabble. So that's going to be a job he's got to keep, but he doesn't much like it. And then, of course, he loses that job. All of this is still fairly early in the film. So he's got real problems. Well, he decides he's going to make cheese himself. Okay, that's what he's going to do because he discovers when he still has that job at the big commercial cheese place that if you make your cheese with the right kind of milk, you might have a chance at winning a prize of 20,000 francs or 30,000 francs. So that really tempts him. So he decides he, with the help of a good friend of his, is going to make cheese of his own and win the big prize. Well, this all sounds pretty iffy to me when I was watching the movie. You know, it sounds like, let's put on a show in the barn. Hey, you know, and all the neighbors will come and we'll make a lot of money selling tickets. It's one of these sort of pie in the sky sort of dreams, but he really sets about it. The trouble is getting a hold of that kind of milk that he really needs. So with the help of a couple of friends, he breaks into a neighboring place that has farms. It's a dairy farm that has a lot of milk, and he steals a whole bunch of the milk. Well, along the way, he gets to know the young woman who is the main proprietor of that farm, and a romance develops between him and her. So here he is having a romance with this nearby farmer, dairy farmer. And in the meanwhile, at night, he and his friends are stealing the milk so they can go back to Tony's place and make cheese. Well, I'm not going to give too many spoilers here. I'll try not to give any that really matter. But the cheese-making operation does not go well. There are just a lot of things that they don't know about this. You can't just stick in the ingredients and expect to have a lovely cheese come out. So Totoni sort of goes to this little fair and finds a bunch of cheeses here and gets some tips and gets to know a cheese maker and gets some advice. And he sort of starts developing his knowledge of the whole thing a little bit. Finally, he actually goes to enter the big competition with the possible prize of 20 or 30,000 francs. Very nice. Okay. And there he discovers he can't even get into the competition. There's all kinds of requirements, and it can take years to fulfill them all. So things are just not going very well. In the meanwhile, he's still having his feud with these other young men of the countryside, and various other things are happening. So, again, it's not an action movie, that's for sure. It's a very quiet little human drama, but it's beautifully done, beautifully observed. The acting is just wonderful. Clément Favot, who plays Tony, Maiwenn Barthelemy, who plays Marie-Lise, the young woman, Luna Garrett, who plays the little girl Claire, they're all really, really, really good. The movie was directed and co-written by Louise Courvoisier, who has been an assistant director, but this is her first feature film. In fact, a couple of the movies today. A little later, I'll talk about Friendship, which is also a first feature film. She really knows what she's doing. So I would suggest anybody interested in European films or French films or foreign films or films at all, keep an eye on Louise Courvoisier. This is such a beautifully done little modest movie, but so nicely put together that I think people will really have a good time watching it. I really enjoyed it. Again, not a sexy title, Holy Cow, and it's not about a sacred cow either, but it's a really, really, really nice movie. So let's go to Mountainhead now, which is another film. By the way, all of these are streaming, so you can find them pretty easily. This is a movie written and directed by Jesse Armstrong, whose main credit to date was as the creator of the very, very fine TV series Succession. This is a little bit reminiscent of Succession in some ways. This is the sort of thing that Jesse Armstrong appears to do, and he does it pretty well. Mountainhead is not a great film, but it's a really interesting film, and like Succession, it's full of talk. In fact, it's almost all talk. And in fact, unlike Succession, which has a lot of characters, Mountainhead, which is a feature film, so of course it's a lot longer than the several seasons of Succession, this is a movie with only a handful of characters, four main characters. Some other people pop into the movie every once in a while, but primarily we're looking at these four guys. And this is all a movie about tech bros. And if you're interested in that subject, then this is definitely a movie to catch. One of these tech bros has set up this mag of course, they're all very wealthy with their tech money. One of them has set up this really marvelous, super modern house on the top of a mountain. That's why the movie is called Mountainhead. And he has invited a few of his friends over. He's played, by the way, by Jason Schwartzman. And they're going to have just a lot of fun. They're just going to spend some time playing poker, having a poker night, and talking and joking and roughhousing and doing the kind of things that tech bros tend to do. So that is one of our main characters. His name is Hugo. He is the poorest of them, which because he's not a billionaire yet. In fact, the others have given him the nickname Soups because, as far as they're concerned, since he's not a billionaire, he's practically going to soup kitchens to get his meals. So, a rather cruel jest. But anyway, that's one of our four main characters. Now, another one is Randall, played by Steve Carell. He is a very, very big venture capitalist. Steve Carell, by the way, for me at least, is the most familiar actor of these because, of course, he was there for a very long time in The Office on TV. And he's also been in quite a number of films. And I think he's an interesting actor, a comic actor, and he can get beyond comic actor as well. So, at the very beginning of the film, we find out Steve Carell's character, Randall, has cancer. And he is talking with his doctor at the beginning of the movie. And he is saying, "Oh, listen, we'll just take care of this. I mean, some little piece of, as he puts it, gristle inside my body. I mean, our technology nowadays can get rid of that." So it's not quite clear, I think, even to him, whether he's really that confident in his own tech wizardry, or whether he's really worried and this is just a way of whistling past the graveyard. In any case, that's another of our main characters. Then there's a guy named Venus. That's his nickname again. That's what he calls himself in his social media posts. And he's probably the one who is modeled the most closely on somebody like Elon Musk. Of course, it takes a long time for movies to get made. So probably this film was well in the works before Elon Musk rose to his great fame with Doge. But obviously, he was a very famous figure before that. And this character, Venus, seems to be modeled a bit on him. And he is a very, very arrogant and cocky guy. Okay. And then our final main character is Sam, and he actually wants to make AI safer for the world. So he has got a system that he has pioneered, which he is putting out on the market, which will put guardrails on AI, which is getting out of control. Now, one thing that's going on all through this movie is that these guys are on their phones a lot, and they're getting news feeds on their phones. And the world is just going completely to pieces, according to the news that's going on right now. There are riots in countries. There are overthrows of governments. There's all kinds of horrible things, economic crashes all over the world. A lot of it because of fake news, really fake news, not what some people nowadays call fake news, which is just news they don't like, which is being spread by AI and spread by social media, and that is all in the backdrop. And of course, our four tech bros, for the most part, are just thinking about how they can profit all this, how they can make money. Okay, they'll just upload everybody's consciousness into computers, and then we'll all be safe from these kinds of disasters. Or they'll do other things, and they'll make the whole world nothing but artificial intelligence. Things like that. Now, the movie is a lot of fun to watch. It's mostly talk. And you have to listen to the talk very closely, and it's very fast banter, but it's pretty entertaining a lot of the time. Near the end of the movie, three of the tech bros decide that they're going to have to murder the fourth tech bro. And that's when the movie, for me, goes off the rails. There just is no necessity for some sort of loony plot twist like that. And the movie gets more physical and really silly, I think. But up until that point, I found Mountain Head quite an interesting movie, well worth climbing to the top of a mountain on your streaming service to watch. It's a lot of fun, and it's a very sharp satire of the tech bro scene and the tech scene generally nowadays, especially the AI and social media scene. A movie that really has some things on its mind, even though it's largely a very dark comedy. And our final film today, another dark comedy, which is called Friendship. Written and directed by Andrew DeYoung, who's had a lot of experience in media, but again, this is a first feature film. And this is a really, really interesting movie that's a little bit hard to make head or tail of in some ways, emotionally, I mean, but it's very easy to follow otherwise. And I just found it quite daring in the way it has wild mood swings. And I just found it really interesting to watch. So our main two characters are Craig and Austin. Craig, played by Tim Robinson, and Austin, played by Paul Rudd. Craig, and by the way, his wife, who is played by Kate Mara, her name is Tammy. We find out at the very beginning of the film she has cancer. She's in remission right now, but nobody is really sure this is going to continue to go well. So that is Craig's wife, Tammy, and that's definitely one of the darker elements of the movie. Craig himself is an odd character. He appears to be quite competent professionally. He has some sort of a pretty big job with a tech company, a local tech company. It's not a huge company, but he has a pretty responsible job there. But he himself is a very insecure person who just can't seem to interact with other people all that smoothly. Well, he gets to know his new neighbor, a guy named Austin, played by Paul Rudd. And they just get to meet sort of by accident, and they decide to become friends. Well, Craig doesn't have friends, and his wife, Tammy, thinks that he really ought to have friends. So he decides, okay, I'll try to get friends with my new neighbor, Austin. And they start hanging out together, and Austin turns out to be a pretty interesting guy. He has a job doing the weather reports on a local news station in the morning. His big ambition in life is to somehow get into the evening. And he also plays in a rock band, and he's just a nice, interesting fellow. So Craig, the insecure guy who can never quite interact with other people smoothly, becomes very friendly with Austin, who is a very smooth talker, a very slick guy, although we find out he has some secrets underway. Well, the movie takes its big twist when Austin shows Craig this series of underground aqueducts built way back in the 19th century that connect all the buildings in the area. And they go exploring and they're probing down these tunnels in the middle of the night and they end up in the city hall and it's a great adventure. So a little bit later on, Craig decides to show his wife Tammy this network. And of course, they get hopelessly lost. And then a really big plot twist comes. So that's an interesting part of the film that I won't go into anymore. But it lends some suspense to the movie for a while, as well as all the humor and sort of, again, mood swings. Now, the problem with Friendship and also its best quality are those mood swings I talked about. They're interesting. They keep you guessing. They give the movie some really unexpected twists and turns. On the other hand, sometimes they seem to come out of nowhere. Here is Craig, our insecure, rather strange character, doing okay in a social situation when all of a sudden he bursts out with something preposterous and obnoxious and irritating, and everybody hates him for it, and that's it. Why did this happen? It's impossible to say. That just seems to be the kind of person he is. So I wish that moments like that in the film were better motivated. I wish the movie's psychology were just as bold as it is, but a little better, oh, better integrated with itself, so that the psychology of the film, the emotions of the film, were a little bit more consistent within its own rules. But that said, I found Just Friendship a really interesting movie. Tim Robinson plays Craig just a little bit over the top, but not too terribly much. Paul Rudd plays Austin very, very smoothly, very, very nicely. There are some secondary characters in the film, including a guy who's running for mayor, who Craig gets a job trying to help run his media campaign. And he's an interesting character, although he's hardly in the movie. And some other people, including Craig and Tammy, have a young son who becomes a very interesting but very secondary character. Mainly, the movie is about Craig and Austin and the very strange interaction of these two men, which gets stranger as the movie goes along. Again, I found its mood swings really fascinating and the most interesting part of the movie, but not quite well integrated, and they don't quite work the way they're supposed to. So both the strongest point and the weakest point of the film, but overall, I had a really good time watching Friendship. I really recommend it if you like a movie that is full of emotional and psychological surprises, and occasionally a physical surprise too, then Friendship is the movie for you. So basically, three movies I pretty much liked this week, which is a pretty optimistic story for me to tell.
For which we thank you as ever and always, David Sterrett, Films in Focus. The films Holy Cow, Mountain Head, and Friendship.
Films in Focus with David Sterrett is underwritten by The Movie House, your destination for first-run Hollywood and independent movies, and a digital portal to the Met Opera, National Theater Live, and special events worldwide in Millerton, New York, and on the web, themoviehouse.net.